must be the worst good time I ever had.
Still, we're free.
There you are. Splendid.
You! Hey, man, how did you get to be here?
Me? I came the simple way, down the stairs.
Down the stairs? To Ursa Minor? Hey, you must be unbelievably fit.
I'm afraid you're not on, Ursa Minor. We didn't let you out of the building. This has all been a little in-flight entertainment.
You call that entertainment?
Not for you, for me. Well, I'm afraid I must leave you now.
Oh, and just when I was really getting to dislike you.
I feel very privileged to have been able to bring a little unnecessary unpleasantness into your life, Mr. Beeblebrox, sir.
Fine.
Oh, I wonder if you'd like to sign an autograph for me.
An autograph? You must be several light years out of your skull, baby.
Look, I have a photo of you here, if you could just see your way.
Oh, come on, go suck a neutron star, will you?
Please, look, have a look at this one.
Hey, that's quite a nice pic. Let's see it. Yeah, okay, let's, look, with, deep anger and resentment, say for Beeblebrox. Okay?
Thank you. It's not for my daughter, you understand. It's for me. I have to put it in the Frogstar record office attached to a statement saying that you went into the vortex of your own free will.
Baby, I think there's some problem with your respiration.
Oh, what?
Your breathing.
That's not a problem.
It is from where I'm standing. Here, let me tie a knot in your neck.
If you try and strangle me, Beeblebrox, you'll regret it.
Yeah, not half as much as you will.
Oh, don't say I didn't warn you.
Rooster, did you see that? The guy vanished whilst I had my hands round his neck. Oh! I think I've broken my thumb on my other thumb. Rooster? Rooster, where are you?